And I'll never forget, someone gave me advice. They were like, never doubt a man's taste.
Hey, that's...
You don't know. They're that, like, no, he's interested.
That's a bar right there. Like, thank as you. Simple as that is, never doubt a man's taste. Yo, we fuck couches. Like, every man, when he was 13, 14, has fucked something that he will take to his grave. Yeah. So, and that's not a human. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's a you know? So don't ever question whether you can get fucked just like a cantaloupe or a couch. Like, yeah. Know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody's got potential.
Fonzie, what have you fucked?
You a shining star. No matter who you are.
Yeah. Well, I think it just depends. I do know men that do like model skinny women.
But that doesn't mean... Mm-hmm.
Okay, some. Mm-hmm. But like, then there's many other men that they're like, I absolutely don't want that.
That's right. But even if that man wants the model skinny person or mm-hmm. whatever, it say he wants that for a relationship. When he horny though, hey, none of that shit matters. Okay, and listen, I know that's different than like, you know, you do still want to be valued as somebody that can be, you know, qualified for a relationship, whatever. I get that.
Yeah.
But if we just talking, just having fun, whatever, and just like, hey, we all got needs and we all want to fuck, whether you're man or woman, whatever. Mm. Everybody qualifies.
So it's almost like you're saying there's like a ranking of types. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is my favorite.
Right.
But yeah, like most men are like, nah, I've gone down the list.
My favorite candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Right.
But will I eat a Twix? Left and right.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspera, and I have a great guest for you guys, as always. But before we get to our guests, real quick, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe, all right? Your girl's at 1,000 subscribers, okay? Help your girl out, okay? We're growing the pod. Tell a friend, do whatever. But honestly, it's the easiest free thing you can do, okay? And if you are listening to this, you can watch this on YouTube, or you can also watch us on Spotify now. And you could leave us a review. That's also free. But if you have a little cash, you could really help out your girl by joining the Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Help us out with production costs. We got over 100 extra episodes over there. Go check it out. All right? And there's going to be a preview at the end if you want a little taste. So without further ado, hit it, Fonzie. Ooh, my guest today is a repeat, everybody, and you might have just heard him on the Patreon live show. He's been on The Tonight Show, Comedy Central. So funny, my dear friend. Everybody put your hands together for Jordan Fisher. Ooh. Welcome back to the show, Jordan, officially in studio.
Hell yeah.
Finally.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, get these clips, baby.
That's right.
So I have just some fun. We pulled some TikToks to discuss today and debate. But first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're excited to be back?
Of course. I back on the pod. On the show.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Do you have any recent shooting your shot stories that you would like to share with
shooting
the fans?
Shooting my shots.
Well, it doesn't have to be recent, but I guess.
I shot my shot at this girl in the park the other day.
Oh, the park?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Brooklyn girl, she was chilling. You know, dressed like she was in 1932 or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, little white socks with the tap dance shoes on or whatever. It's like, you know how these Brooklyn girls be dressing, yo. They dress like they just got loose from an orphanage.
Oh my God.
And you know,
hate the sock trend. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
So I, you know, just walked up, just like, hey, I gotta go, but you're cute. So, you know, can we exchange Instas real quick?
But, Instagrams real quick?
Yeah.
She said, yeah?
Yeah. She said, yeah. We follow each other. I sent her a message. I ain't getting no reply. She busy doing tap dance classes. I was like, it's okay. I was like, it's fine. It's fine. So, you know, but at least I did it. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm trying to get better at like approaching somebody in person. Cause I don't really approach people in person just like cold like that, really.
You don't. I egged you one night. We were out getting pizza.
That's right.
I left. You're like, that girl's cute. I was like, well, go.
That's
say
right.
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't. I was like, blame me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a great intro. She's like, I told my friend I thought you were cute. She said I should come get your number.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to get better at that because usually it's because we're in such a digital world now. It's easy to shoot your shot, just like it's easy to comment on anything and just be like, who gives a shit? That's why people are so confident to just talk shit on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I got a nice DM the other day.
Yeah.
He just called me a dumb bitch 5 times.
Right.
He's like, you dumb bitch, if you're reading this, and don't post this and say I'm misogynistic because you dumb bitch. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for posting the podcast on 4chan.
Yeah, you know, too much. No, but I think the key to what you did was you were basically like, I'm going to leave you alone either way after this. Like, I'm not going to stand here. I'm not going to try to talk to you for an hour.
Nope.
Like, you were like, hey, I actually am on my way out of here, but I thought you were cute. Da-da-da. And anytime I've shot my shot in person, that's usually my move is I'm like, I do it on the exit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, this rejection, we leave.
Right.
We get to walk out.
You got to walk out and like slow motion explosion behind you.
Yeah.
You know, like a Mission Impossible movie. You just boom, here's the shot and out.
Yeah. I'm not going to shoot my shot on the train and then ride the train with everyone in the car that just saw me get rejected. That's more what it is. It's the public. Everybody sees it.
Yeah.
Or at least feels that way.
Right.
Which on the train is very true.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you know, train is for ultimate shot shooting. You ask for money, you ask for numbers,
yeah,
you ask for food.
Right. Well, you know, well, I told you this story via text of I was in a bar by myself. I stopped on my way home. I was like, I'm just not in the mood to go home yet. I was supposed to have a date that got canceled.
Hmm.
And I was like, I did my hair, I did my makeup. I'll just, you know, looking around my neighborhood, going to a bar. I find this live band, they're great. And I'm in there and I'm like, this guy's cute. And then you're like psyching yourself out. And you're like, no, psych yourself up. Right. And I literally was like, what should I do? And I kind of just kept staring at him initially, being like, let me see if I can catch his eye, because he had the situation of in a group and there were women in the group. And that's really when you're like, I'm bold, but I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
There's women. I'm like, one of them's their girl that you just feel terrible.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I bet, you know.
Yeah.
Exit. But he got a phone call, went outside. Oh, actually, okay, before that, I'll admit this. He went to get a drink, and I was like, oh, he's away from the group. I'll go get a drink. I'll stand in line behind him to get a drink, and then I'll
like
say something.
Some Discovery Channel
Listen.
Shit. You saw the antelope leave the pack, and you were like, the female lioness approaches the straggler out of the group. Watch
All right, yeah.
as she stalks her prey.
Yeah, that's how it works, okay? What was I supposed? Would you go to a group? There's men and women in a group. You think one girl's cute?
Nah, yeah, you're right.
Even though just group of women, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
You know? So you got to just watch them like a hawk.
Right.
And then they leave the group, and that's when you swoop in, okay?
Yeah.
And so I tried, and then I chickened if I didn't say anything. He was in front of me at the bar. I was like, oh, maybe I'll catch his eye and say hey. He like got his drink, turned around, like, what? And I was like, bah, it's gone. Mm. But I think he caught me looking at him because he goes outside to take a phone call. His way back, he stops and says hi to me.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, hey, what's your name? I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I was like, hi, I'm talking to you. And immediately he goes, oh, do you know the band?
Do you know the band?
And I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, because I noticed you're here by yourself just watching the band. And I was like, I go, yeah, I live around here.
Do you think that was a line?
No, I think he generally was like,
he was generally
curious. You're by yourself. Why are you here?
Okay.
Everybody else is in these groups of friends.
I didn't know if he was pulling like a 2004 kind of like neg approach.
I mean, he indirectly kind of called me a lonely bitch. But but then he said, he was like, my friends are here. He said, they hired this band for their wedding. So we're all here just to like watch them, check them out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's really cool. I'm like, yeah, they're really good. Yada, yada. But then he was just being chatty. And very quickly, though, I was like, are you single? He goes, no, I'm not. Keeps talking to me, and at the end of the convo, he was like, oh, I want to ask you for your number, but I feel like you don't want to give it to me.
Shit.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say you're not single.
Right.
He goes, I'm not. But does that mean I need to cut off communication with
you
everybody?
Live in New York, polyamory's popping out here.
They would
some
say
people,
that.
Some people are in relationships and they ain't happy. They looking for the out. Some people are just fuck boys. It's a gauntlet of possibilities here.
Listen, I feel like open people say they're in an open thing.
Yeah.
Or I feel like he would have said, I'm single, but it's an open relationship.
Hmm.
Because I was clearly flirting with this man.
Yeah.
I would like to think.
Right.
I think he saw me stalking him. I think he picked up on it.
Yeah.
And I was just like so dumbfounded and confused. I was like, I don't. He was like, oh, does that mean I need to cut off all communication?
Right.
But all I could think in my head was, you ever heard the saying, you lose them how you got them?
Mm.
And it's just like, all of a sudden I was like, you know, you are cute, but do I want this man that's really boldly going up to women in bars?
But would you...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that for sure. But would you, if somebody like that asked you for their number, knowing that they're in a relationship, would you be willing to just have a fling type deal?
I know they're in a relationship.
Yeah, like I mean, you know, you don't want this guy as a relationship because you lose them how you got them. But would you be like, all right, like say he's single, he breaks it off with this girl, like we'll just fuck around a little bit.
This is the problem. I will never believe that he broke it off with the girl.
That's right.
Because he didn't stop at the number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm a comedian. Like, he could have went Instagram route, seems a little more.
Right.
Like, I'll chill in the corner situation.
Chill in the
corner. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, chill from the kind of the watching perspective. Yeah. It's almost like, okay, this girl's over here. And if I have a breakup, but it's like, my core, I'm like, I don't think I'd ever really believe.
A bench player.
You were fully single. Yeah. Yeah. It's like he's adding me to his bench. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Damn.
Yeah.
Would you?
Would I what?
Fuck around with him while he's still in the relationship.
No.
Is he that hot?
He's very hot. I gave him the number, okay? I gave him the number because also I was just so like dumbfounded and felt like awkward.
Right.
And even he was like, oh, am I being awkward? I was like, no, it's like, I'm being awkward right now.
Yeah.
Because in my head I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
I gave the number. And this man asked me to like get a coffee the next day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like he was like real quick to.
He was serious.
I was
yo.
Like, oh. And hilarious, same timing of I had two dates last weekend, both canceled. Same day, relationship man is trying to ask me out. So I was like, so the man in a relationship, making plans, trying to follow through. The man not in a relationship, just
sounds like a keeper. Sounds like you need to.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you need to steal him. He's hot. He makes a plan.
No.
He shoots his shot.
No. Didn't happen. So I'm letting that go. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, in the back of my mind, I'd be like, you're not.
Right.
You're. No. I'm never gonna believe you're fully single if this is how you.
No,
conduct
not at
your
all.
Life, I guess.
Not at all.
Anyway, that's a sidetrack. So let's get to some of these TikToks. Obviously, all of us are on TikTok and we have some dating things pop up. And I would like to get your opinion on some of these theories that have come up in my feed. So let's see this
from
first
a bunch
one.
Of single ladies. No, I'm kidding.
And no, it's a variety. Oh,
learn on men. That's... One of the most valuable lessons I've learned on men. So counterintuitive, but it's true. Don't do anything for them. I know that sounds so fucked up, especially if you're a giver and you're just the type of person who's naturally like, oh, I'll take care of it. Don't do it. It is the worst thing you can do with them. The second that a man sees that you're willing to give equal to or more than
yo,
what they're willing
yo,
to
cut
give.
Cut this lady off.
Yeah. Wait, we haven't finished the thought.
Okay,
the second
right.
the man sees it,
right.
What is it?
Is the second that they stop valuing you. Men will never respond to your giving as example setting. They're never going to go, oh, wow, she bends over backwards and goes out of her way for me.
First of all.
She's saying he's not going to match it. He's not going to see you go over, bend over backwards and him go, oh, I'll do the same.
All right. I think there's. Okay, there's only a little bit of truth to this, because look, you can't just start doing shit for him too early. And the thing is, you can do things, but just don't be doing the most. Like, don't just come
okay.
in and just like start, you know, fixing his whole fucking life. Like, oh, I'm gonna do your laundry, I'm gonna clean your room, I'm gonna do all this, I'm gonna do all, being a mommy. Like, don't do that.
Yeah,
that's insane. But also, I don't think most women can resist. Doing certain small things.
Oh, I'd agree.
Yeah, where it's just like, you know, one, either whether you like him, or two, just women have a certain standard of comfort. Like, if you're going to be at a dude's house and you see some shit that's, like, gross to you or whatever, you're going to be like,
yeah.
And you're going to tidy that shit up real quick.
Or make a comment about it.
Or make a comment way. About something, you know? Mm. But the whole don't do... anything at all? Come on. Really?
This is a theory.
How long?
I don't know.
How long are you going to not
basically
do
saying,
anything?
Yeah. I know most people will say till like you're actually his girlfriend. Don't do anything.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. So that front, you agree.
I mean, I can understand that. I can rock with that. That's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I think there's something too, like where, you know, a guy is doing shit for a woman in the courting stage.
Yes, but this is why I think people say this, is it's almost this like the courting stops.
Mm.
The minute you start doing stuff for them,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, I got her.
Right.
Or like, oh, she's into me.
That's fair.
Like it's almost this like secure they know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's a little bit of a toxic thing that shouldn't, you
but
know.
But where's the balance lie in like you know, realizing we're both doing things for each other if we care to actually turn this into a relationship?
I think that's the ultimate question. Because I've been this person where I feel like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I like this guy. And I start doing little things. Uh-huh. And then I feel either they lose interest or they stop doing anything right. My way. And then you're like, wait, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, you were into me. You pursued me. Yeah. And the minute I was like, I like you too. And thought to like cook you something or just do something thoughtful. Even if it's just like literally like paying for shit sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm coming over. I brought this thing. Like, right. And I've weirdly had dudes be offended sometimes when you like do something for them. I don't know if I ever told you this. When I was dating my ex, I was at his place for like a full weekend, which I never did before.
Yeah.
And I pooped in the bathroom. And I got nervous. Hold on.
Y'all poop?
Yep.
That's fucking disgusting, dude.
Yeah, just ruined the vibe.
Just kidding.
Yeah. But so part of it was like, I pooped, try to flush it quick, whatever, and then you get nervous.
Flush it quick. Yeah, I got to flush it before he gets back.
Well, no, because the smell, you're like, I don't want the smell to linger, right?
Right.
And I put a little cleaning stuff in the toilet to also help, because the key is the smell comes from the water. Ladies, if you're listening, that's why poopery was invented. That's a little spray, okay? Yeah, right. That's what it is. You got air freshener, you spray it in the water. That's the key.
Oh, shit.
So I put a little in there, like cleaned it a little, but then I was like, then I got nervous that I was in there too long. So then I cleaned the bathroom.
So prolonging it another 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it was like, because the bathroom was upstairs. And then he was kind of like, oh, you're going? I was like, oh, I just cleaned up. I was here all weekend, so I wanted to do something nice. But he was like, why would you clean the bathroom? Like, he was so, like, not accepting of it. Offended him.
That's
and
weird,
I was like,
though.
Well, your bathroom is dirty. Like, I was like, yeah. It is a little gross. So.
How dare you clean my bathroom that I haven't cleaned since I moved into
this
apartment?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, I thought that was nice.
Those
like,
are my pee rings.
Right? But I was like, I was here for the whole weekend.
I've been working on those. I've been trying to build up a good crust like a steak.
But yeah, but that was just a weird example. I was like, I thought that was a nice gesture.
That is a nice gesture. Yeah. That's a great gesture. I think that's weird that somebody would get upset and be like, how dare you clean up my bathroom? First of all, that's the last place I want to clean in my house is the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you took care of cleaning my bathroom, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Ah, pretty down ass bitch.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
You know? And it was someone I was dating for, I don't know, 4 months at the time. Like, so it's not like it was new.
Yeah, come on now.
I thought that was nice. Nice of me.
Tripping.
And then we broke up a week later.
All right, yeah.
I fucking ruined it.
You clean your own shit.
Yeah. Pooping, not a problem. Yeah. Cleaning their bathroom, yeah. Apparently a
see
big
if,
problem.
See if I spray Febreze in your doo-doo water ever right? again. Right, I'm
so,
out.
Okay. All right. So it's, I don't know. Okay, this is a flirting hack this woman shares with us. To do.
The simple flirting hack is going to make him addicted to you and he won't even know why. Addicted. The only women who know about this are the ones who are masters at seduction. Next time you're on a dinner date, ask him to order for you. Here's the key. Don't do it in an indecisive way, like, I don't know, you choose. Say it with certainty that you want him to pick for you. The reason this works so well is because you're giving him a taste of what it's like when you submit to him after he's proven himself as a worthy leader to you. You're giving him permission to step into his masculine in the relationship, which is what every guy secretly wants. This super simple.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a stretch. On
this
the
is
going to
backfire
thing?
So hard.
You don't think this ever works?
No, because y'all ain't going to want what I order you. Like, you're
really?
Not going to order. You're going to be like, are you sure that one? I'll be like, you told me to order for you. You're like, I mean, okay, that wasn't what I was thinking. It's like, okay, so what would you want? It was like, well, I was thinking this or this. It's like, well, then you don't want me to order for you. How about this? How about just bring her all the cheese and shit? Bring her artichoke dip and, you know, fucking whatever. And then just have her have a stomachache all fucking night.
I was going to say, Colm has a great bit about this.
Yeah. So, like, I don't, you know, nah, this is going to backfire. This is going to backfire. And then she's going to be judging you about what you order.
So this would not be hot if a girl's order for me.
No.
You just say no.
No, because it's too much pressure. And then it's like I said, she's going to be thinking like, oh, that's what you think of me? You think I'm a this type of person? But what if he orders a salad? Then what?
I mean,
how you going to feel?
Yeah. Well,
then
that's,
how you going to feel? How long is that car ride going to be home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, never order a salad. Because here's the thing. I think it's an all or nothing. I don't think this would be hot at all if you go, order for me, but nothing, you know, whatever guidelines you say.
Yeah.
Like, no red meat and
yeah, you don't have guidelines and shit.
Right. I mean, most people do.
But that's
listen, I'm not saying I'm for this one. This is I've never seen this as a tip in my life.
Pull up her Instagram. Does she have a guy on her Instagram?
What?
Does she have a man?
She got a lot of followers.
She got a lot of followers. She ain't got her Instagram up. I want to know if she's in a relationship. Because
no idea.
How to get almost any high value man is her
Wait, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I do not think this woman, I do not think a man would hear this and indirectly think to themselves, oh, she'll submit to me. That's such a stretch in this situation.
Yeah.
I think that's a real stretch.
I think it's a real stretch. And also, I'm not, like, if somebody tells me to order for them, I'm going to think of that as a burden. Like, oh, my God, you can't make your own decisions for what you want to eat? Because it's already, we already had a 35-minute argument about where we're going to eat in the first place before we even got to this stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in the mood for that. Okay, so she got some dude lifting her up.
No. Oh, she got a man 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Wow, she shared the DM slide.
Wow.
Wow, he heard about her submissive game.
This fucking, oh my God.
All right. You're amazing, changed my entire dating game and mindset. I mean, if he saw this video and was like, that's my girl, not the guy for me. Ugh. Because there's like certain things you're like, I think like a man leading is hot, but like,
yeah. It's
not
different.
This.
Yeah, it's different to have a plan. Like as a man, like, yeah, having a plan, that's attractive, all the kinds of, hey, we're gonna do this tonight, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. Like,
yeah.
I got it.
Or I even feel like, as a family, my family's gone out to like have sushi, right? And we're a big sharer, you order a bunch of stuff, you share, regardless what we eat. But especially sushi is something that's like, we'll all basically put in for like, we'll like just definitely get this one roll I want.
Yeah.
And then my dad just does the big order. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that's the taking the lead, taking the charge, being a man I look at. It's like, okay, he was the Speaker of the House,
right?
Took everyone into consideration, made the call. But it's not like we all just went, whatever, dad.
Yeah, but like, right, exactly. You know? If it's just you and a guy on a date and he goes, I'll have the steak and then she'll have the branzino, just like without even asking.
That's crazy.
And you just got to sit there.
I would not sit there.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Even if I wanted the branzino, I'd be like, actually, I have a voice and an opinion.
He'd be like, don't listen to her. I know what she wants.
I would just add something else on. Anyway, all right, let's see this next one. This is confidence is key. This is from a man.
Look at this dude. Let's look at this fucking Lou Ferrigno head.
Hey.
You don't need constant communication with your partner. You don't need phone calls 24/7, photos, text messages, voice notes. You think you do, but social media tells you if you don't get this kind of effort, they're not interested. And probably because you have an anxious attachment style. But that's a precursor to codependency, so that can be dangerous. And chances are whatever childhood trauma caused this massive fear of abandonment. So now you think if you don't get constant communication from your partner all day long, they're not interested. So in an attempt to control the situation, you compartmentalize, detach, and ghost. Because why feel what you don't want to? You've always got one foot in, one foot out, and ready to leave at a moment's notice. But this is indicative of poor communication. You don't want to feel your emotions, you don't want to communicate them, so you just dip. So how do you change it? I'm glad you asked. Become more confident. Get healthy, mentally, physically.
Do
get
steroids.
A workout in, read a book. Change your life. Do what you want.
Okay, you can pause this. All right. Well, how do you feel about the first? This is a little bit of a surprise
first
from this
of all,
man.
I feel like if I don't listen to this man, he's going to choke me out. He's got cauliflower ear. Look at him. And he's got...
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
He's either got a hickey on his neck or the kiss tattoo.
Yeah.
So
I noticed that, the hickey.
Yeah, this man.
Whatever it was. Yeah, if you rewind, it was in one of those shots.
Yeah, this dude puts
right
people
there.
To sleep. Look at that.
Is that a kid? It looks like lips.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's either like the kiss tattoo, like the lip
something.
Tattoo, or it's a hickey. This dude's in Fight Club.
Okay. But, I was shocked when this cop popped up. And all of a sudden he was like, it's probably because you have an anxious attachment style. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, homeboy's reading attached? He read attached? He took the quiz?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, then you're going to compartmentalize. I was like, well, this is more impressive than
My man is strong musculature and in his spirit and in knowing his love.
Right.
Listen, I think he's onto something.
The constant communication.
Yeah, you don't need to be in all day. like all day. Mm-hmm. It's not like I get it, you know, early on. It's like, you know, you're excited to talk to each other, that kind of deal.
Well, I feel like early on it revs up.
It revs up.
It's not a lot every day.
Right.
But then it just, for me, it's more, I think it hits the point you do talk every day.
Yeah.
That's suddenly like a switch.
Yeah. You talk every day, but like sometimes it's like just constantly. It's just like Chris Rock talked about it in one of his specials, and Tambourine talking about like, you know, you literally text all day and then you get home and it's like, how come we don't talk? It's like, we just talked all fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing left to talk about. Like,
right.
When our parents, you know, were dating, they left home and there was no phone or way to communicate throughout mm-hmm. the day. It was when you got home, that's when y'all talked about what happened today.
Yeah. It was crazy to people when they were introducing cell phones. They were like, no one wants to carry a phone with them all the time.
Right.
So that it was like, no one's going to want to carry this thing
yeah.
in their pocket.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I can't imagine without it.
Right. And sometimes you do overthink it, like where you're like talking to somebody, you know, say it's early on into getting to know them and everything. You're like, all right, should I hit them up? Like, can I chill? Like, sometimes it's like you don't even really feel like telling you, you're like, okay, I just have to keep this thing, like keep the plate spinning. You feel like you have to keep it going or else, you know, they're going to be like, what's the deal kind of thing. It's like, sometimes it's like, I'm just doing my day.
Mm.
Like, I'll talk to you tonight or something, or I'll reach out later or something.
Yeah. No, I agree. But it's more, I think it's just more the anxiety of, am I going to hear from them?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm like, yeah, the constant communication, not necessary, especially if you're established and together.
Right.
It's like, if you're together with someone, there should be no anxiety of like,
no.
And I texted and then they like,
yeah.
And I hope everybody has that in the relationship. Cause I felt that when I was dating people, if suddenly I just was like, oh, that I'm not even thinking about that anymore. It's like, oh, we talk every day. I think of something to text them. I text them.
Right.
You know, I hear from them that, you know, just no thought to it
mm-hmm.
kind of thing that it's like, if you're keeping tallies while dating someone, that is crazy. But also I dated someone that did talk to me constantly. And like very quick, like at first you're just like, you know, the excitement, like you said. But then I was like, do you ever do work?
Do you ever do work? And also, do you have anybody else to talk to?
Well, like,
are you so excited that you have somebody to talk to now? Am I the only person where it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like every thought is going to go through them. But it's like.
The only security is I'm like, well, I guess you're not DMing other women.
Right, but
I was like, if you were cheating on me, I'd be like, when do you have the time to talk and set these up? I hear from you all the time.
I'm like, you ain't got no group chat.
Yeah, true. Nothing. Very true.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Reply to some memes or something.
Mm, yeah, but I agree. It shouldn't be. Especially, God, as you get older and get real jobs. Yeah. All right. What's the next TikTok coming up here? Okay. All right. This is red flags while dating.
Oh.
And basically... If
you're talking to a guy and he says any of the following, run. Girl, please run. First.
It's always run.
You're way out of my league. Oh, no. Just no. Two, I don't deserve you. You're too good for me. I'll never be good enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
The man is literally telling you that he'll never be good enough for you. Like, my ex said this to me and I took it as a compliment. Like,
he's literally a trash. She is. The man is telling you straight to his face, I ain't shit.
Right. Sweet. He thinks really highly of me. No, what it actually meant was that he was deeply insecure. He was deeply insecure about himself.
Yep.
And you know what insecure people and insecure men in this case do? They find someone else to validate their feelings. They sleep with someone else. They cheat with someone else so that they feel like, oh, you know what? I'm great because more than one woman wants me. No, never again. I am running. That is a big red flag. That might be a deal breaker for me if anyone ever says that to me again.
Yep.
Ooh, oh, so you agree on this insecurity part, the second half.
Yeah, saying all this like, you know, I'm not good enough for you, all that kind of shit. Yeah. It's bullshit. And also, I'm very much like somebody that doesn't like insecurity in a relationship.
Well, even if I don't look at it as insecurity, I feel like someone being like, oh, I'm not good enough for you. I think it's just saying, I am not going to date you.
Right.
That's how I take it.
There's that.
It's almost this weird just excuse of like, mm-hmm. well, the reason I don't want to date you is you're too good for me.
Yeah, I think it's like, a bullshit excuse.
It's just you don't want to date me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I think
agree.
It's similar to like, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Like, oh, I'm not ready. It's like, no, you'd get ready.
Yeah, I think it's that. Also, sometimes I think, people just like she was saying where it's just like, oh, I'm not good enough for you, meaning like I'm a bad person.
Yeah,
like I'm
that's
going
the other one.
I'm going to hurt you.
Yes.
Like I'm not good enough for you. I know I'm a piece of shit. And I'm gonna be out here sliding and gliding. And you know, like, you don't deserve to be put through this shit with me in a relationship. So, you know.
And I feel this of when I've had breakup conversations of people being like, "You're so great," but then the whole time, like, I'm like, "But if I'm so great, why don't you want to be with me? Right. What is this? But like, I'm so good. I'm too good for you. I'm so great." It's like, well, then you should be trying your hardest.
Exactly.
If I'm so good, I'm so amazing, then you should be stepping it up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that I definitely agree with that. Like, because some people, it truly is insecurity. They look at the person that has interest in them and they're like, why the fuck? They get imposter syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, why would they like me? Like, I don't have as much going on as them.
Yeah, but.
But you could though. Like, look at it that way. Like, if somebody likes you and you just, you a bum. Yo, it's time to elevate. It's like, oh my God, you gotta look at it like you got the golden ticket.
Yeah.
You Grandpa Joe in the bed and your legs don't work. And then somebody came through like, hey, we're going to take you to the chocolate factory. Bitch, start dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, start dancing.
Well, that's how I see it. If, like, even if you have that insecurity, then you should be holding on for dear life.
Right.
Or, and like, I've seen men do that. I've seen those insecure men.
And I don't mean that in an attachment style way. Like, attached. It just means, hey, somebody sees something in you, and you should do everything you can to elevate to their level. Like, they should bring the best out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, learn whatever, you know, new whatever hobby you've always thought you needed to learn, like, get into that shit. Or like, if there's, you know, something going on at work that you've always wanted to move up, like, speak up in that front, like, just elevate. That's it. Like, that's how you grow in a relationship and get stronger with the partner. This is your chance.
That's how I see it. I'm like, if I get the "I'm great, you're so great, or you're too good for me" speech ever again, like, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Because
it's just like, am I? Well, if I am, why don't you want to date me?
Right.
Like, what's the real reason then?
Yeah.
What is it?
You think the owner of the Lakers is telling LeBron, man, we don't deserve you.
they're going to do whatever they can to keep him.
They got LeBron James. They're going to be like, all right, baby, we're going to move the team around. We're going to make some trades.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the ball playing time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a bullshit excuse. All right, let's see. Next one. Next talk. What next TikTok? Oh, I really wanted to play those for you. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Because I never had a plus size friend with a hard time pulling me in. Every big bitch I know get ate up like a 4-piece dinner from Popeyes. Religiously. From the rooter to the cooter.
Wait, play the
video. I think Twitter and the internet made that up and y'all ran with that. I'm going to just say this because I never had a plus size friend with a hard time pulling me in. Every big bitch I know get ate up like a 4-piece dinner from Popeyes.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay. This came up a little bit on our last episode with Norman of, you know, whatever your physical appearance is. He's like, it's just, with men, he said, first look, it's just, do I want to have sex with you or do I not want to have sex with you?
Yeah.
And he used examples of women. And I was like, okay, well, that's to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but there's plenty of other men that they're like, oh.
Right.
I would. And I thought of this TikTok specifically.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah.
Sometimes it's just that I would.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I would.
Hey.
I don't care.
And then you just, you fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this is also the thing I feel like people, and I've been this person too, like, my weight's up right now. And there's almost this like, it is almost this insecurity or self-doubt that you're like, no, they don't want to hook up with me. And I'll never forget, someone gave me advice. They were like, never doubt a man's taste.
Hey, that's...
You don't know. He's interested.
That's a bar right there. Like,
thank
as
you.
Simple as that is, never doubt a man's taste. Yo, we fuck couches. Like, every man, when he was 13, 14, has fucked something that he will take to his grave.
Yeah.
So, and that's not a human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a you know? So don't ever question whether you can get fucked just like a cantaloupe or a couch. Like, know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody's got potential.
Fonzie, what have you fucked?
You a shining star. No matter who you are.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, it's something that's like, I don't know, but he basically was like, yeah, the media is telling you it's a problem.
Right. And the media is all this. And that's the thing. Like, women sometimes just got to stop listening to women. Because, y'all looking at social media and who the hot girls are and all that kind of shit. Everybody wants to look like Kim Kardashian. Yo, every Kardashian looks like Kim. Like, they all went to the same doctor and you cannot tell any of them apart. If you say you got robbed by a Kardashian. Like, you was walking through the park, it was late at night, and then somebody came and just stabbed the shit out of you and ran off. And you was like, oh, it was one of the Kardashians. And they put the line up in there. They'd be like, which one was it? You'd be like, bitch, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a bitch with a fat ass and fake titties. And you'd be like, well, that's all of them. It's like, well, it could have been any of them. Like, we don't want that.
Well, I think it just depends. I do know men that do like model skinny women.
But that doesn't mean. Mm-hmm.
Okay, some. Mm-hmm. But like. Then there's many other men that they're like, I absolutely don't want that.
That's right. But even if that man wants the model skinny person or mm-hmm. whatever, it say he wants that for a relationship, when he horny though, hey, none of that shit matters. Okay, and listen, I know that's different than like, you do still want to be valued as somebody that can be, you know, qualified for a relationship, whatever. I get that.
Yeah.
But if we just talking, just having fun, whatever, and just like, hey, we all got needs and we all want to fuck, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever. Mm. Everybody qualifies.
So it's almost like you're saying there's like a ranking of types. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is my favorite.
Right.
But yeah, like most men are like, I've gone down the list.
My favorite candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Right.
But will I eat a Twix? Left and right.
Yeah. All right. I feel like this is a good positive one. All right, let's see. I think probably have time for like, I don't know, one, two more. Okay. This is a interesting one here. So
okay, girls, we need to talk, and I'm gonna say this one time and one time only. So listen closely and carefully. Stop asking men when they're gonna take you out. What are you doing? If a man tells you he wants to take you out, he wants to see you, he wants to hang out with you, and he doesn't do it, he didn't forget. It's not that he forgot. It's not that he's extremely busy at work. It is a conscious decision and a conscious choice to not do what he said he's going to do. All you should be doing with this information right now is collecting data. And what this data should tell you is that he is not a man of his word.
Okay, you can
pause. So if he tells you he...
Okay. We don't have to listen to the whole thing. All right,
she was ready to go. Oh, yeah. She was just ramping up.
Listen, yo, there's more. We're just short for time.
She was
you want to watch more of this?
The
point is just, and I will say I kind of agree with this mm-hmm. because I feel like any situation I've been in, the dude that's just chatting.
Yeah.
And you already feel like it's come up of like, we should hang sometime. We should, you know, I've thrown it out there like, yeah. Hope to see you sometime soon. Something. They're still sitting there not making a move.
Yeah.
Making a plan. And I feel like this has come with age that I'm just like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this chatting. What is this chatting entertaining for?
Yeah.
This is going nowhere.
That's fair. I agree.
Even if you just want to fuck me, it's insulting that you just keep chatting with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Make the play.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. I think it's it's hard in this city. I think in this city people do get busy, but I also think that's totally valid because if you want to, you will.
I've had a couple guys like they'll like chat and then this is infuriating. They'll be chatting, and then I'll be like, I have to go do some shit. Let me know if you want to get a drink sometime, whatever. Or like, let me know you want to still get together, especially if it's like a second date situation.
Right.
It's like, bro, I don't. We already went out once.
I said I'd go out again. That's the worst.
That is the absolute
worst.
The
second date situation where it's like, yo, we were vibing. Like, even if it's like, look, even if I'm not trying to get in a relationship or all that kind of shit, it's like, oh, we both agree. Like, we should do this again.
Yes. And then the chatting. And then I've had the minute I bring up meeting again, silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm like, all right. So I don't sit there and go tell a man to ask you out. Like, it's her extreme thing. But I'm a very like, I'll put it out there. And then I see what the reaction is.
Yeah.
Does he make the move to do it? Does he suddenly get silent?
Just
keeps like, and I had a guy keep coming back and I just was like, yeah, man, I'm not looking for a pen pal. I was like, you want to go out again? Let me know if you don't, fine. But I was like, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, no, what is this?
That is where you ever, like, literally just been talking and then you go, hey, would you want to do this? And then there's just no response. Like,
silence.
Like, you're literally having a conversation.
Yes.
And then you ask for the second date and then just nothing.
It's fucking infuriating.
Yo. Oh, my God.
It's my biggest peeve. Because I'm like, why? That's why, like, I'm offended. I'm like, why? Even if you were just trying to fuck me, you gotta get me in a room.
Right.
You gotta get me to go somewhere.
Yo, I gotta see your person. Infuriating. Like, just tell me no. Tell me I don't want to have your dumb dick around my body ever.
like,
just tell me that rather than just leave me on red or whatever.
I hate it. That's the worst. Anyway, What is it? We have one more? Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we
are wrapped
up.
Okay.
One thing you need to stop doing when it comes to dating men is trying to get them to see how they're making you feel. So let's say he's pulling back from you for whatever reason. Instead of sending him 1,000 text messages explaining how this is making you feel right now, in which usually doesn't ever work anyways and just scares him off, this is a time where you need to be willing to walk away. You over-explaining as a woman doesn't do anything but put you in your masculine energy. I'm not saying don't ever express your emotions, but always remember this. If a man is pulling back, it's a decision that he is making. He is always making a conscious decision when he is pulling back.
Okay, you can stop it.
Yo,
is this accurate?
Well, she said don't be sending 1,000 text messages, but this was 1,000 long oral essay, and I just started going... blank behind the eyes. I was like, yo, what's this lady talking about, dude? Don't be explaining your feelings. I was like, oh my God, get to the point, girl. What how you feel?
I agree on the explanations.
Don't explain how you feel if he starts,
like,
pulling out.
You're going to send, like,
back.
Some long paragraph. It's like, he's already not talking to you.
I
already don't care.
Yeah, I agree. I think that goes for anybody.
Yes.
Early on and shit, if somebody starts pulling back, don't be like, hey, are you blah, blah, blah. It's like, I just met you. I just met you.
Okay.
Like, we've gone on maybe 2 dates, maybe 3 dates. And look, sometimes it don't work out. It'd be nice if somebody's like, hey, like, I think this is cool. Like, maybe we're not going to be a fit, like, for the long term or whatever. But the whole just like, hey, you're pulling away from it. It's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, but I like that you put it out, like, they know they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're aware.
Yeah, y'all know too.
Yeah. We both know, but it's just the anxiety. And
yeah. But y'all know if y'all pulling back. Like, and we know. You know, it's just like, all right, like I said, it goes both ways. If somebody's pulling back and you can see it, it's just like, all right.
Well, we've all gotten the text and gone, I don't want to answer this now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna answer this later.
Yo, this is.
Because I'm not excited to answer it.
Do you kind of feel like a piece of shit a little bit inside
you do.
When you're just like,
I do.
Fuck, I don't even want to talk to this person. I was excited, like, just 2 weeks ago, I was excited. And then they text me, be like, oh, what?
Yeah, especially if it's on...
what you want?
Especially if it's on some how I feel shit.
Right.
That's like, you're like, oh, I did not want to get into this.
Right.
Now we're here.
Gonna text me, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm being me.
I'm busy. Yeah. You're really doing nothing.
Right.
I'm busy.
Right.
I'll tell them I'm busy.
Right.
Anyway, this is fun. I feel like this is going to be a new segment of the show. I just want to do TikToks.
It's got to be a new
segment.
I just
want to talk about TikTok.
I'm telling you. See?
Whatever. All right, Jordan. All right. You know, I'm doing this by myself now.
I love this shit.
There's stuff
I love
to do.
This shit's so fun.
Because some of it I do agree with it, as crazy as it is.
Yeah.
Some of it I do, you know? Suddenly you get a buff guy who's talking
attachment
styles.
I was about to say, get some more motherfucking creatine built
dudes
on here that have, like, soft spots in their heart. They hard everywhere, but they heart.
Yeah.
Like, fellas, you need to open up your heart to love.
That's what I love. We'll
get
it.
You need to hug your fathers because this toxic masculinity is bringing you down in your relationships.
So that's why I got that Australian guy. I got to pull his up. He's great. Anyway, at Jay Fisher Comedy, if everybody follow you, if they're not already following you, you should. And you also have a YouTube channel. You have clips and stuff. If you're on YouTube, check it out. And you can follow us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. And thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you for coming on. It's very fun.
Hell yeah.
Bye.